welcome back to part two of the National Radio Club's DX audio service for February 1990. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Just before we get into the musing section of our program, I'd like to make mention to our members who subscribe via returnable tape to be sure you have your tapes back to us by the 20th of the month. It's very important that the tapes get back to us so we don't miss our duplication schedule. Any tape received after the 20th will just be held until the following month, and then if you need to pick up that edition, you're going to have to get a back copy at $3 a piece. So please be sure you get your tapes back to us by the 20th of the month. Now let's turn it over to the Musings from Members column. Musings from Members is the thoughts of the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service members, and the viewpoints expressed are not necessarily those of the editors or publishers of the National Radio Club and DX Audio Service.
Hi, this is Greg Jack in Olympia. I just wanted to say, after you mentioned on the January DX Audio Service that CKO was gone and most of the stations were gone, I checked the one in Vancouver, B.C., and it is gone too, and I don't think it's been gone for all that long, but it's certainly not there now. Also, true to my word, I did go up to Anchorage, Alaska, and I have a bunch of air checks I'm going to be sending along. There's a market scope, and I also am going to be doing a market scope for Spokane, Washington, and so that's going to be happening within the next couple of months. So I'll see you later.
Hi, Fred. This is Jonathan Marks, Radio Netherlands, calling you on the 1st of January, 1990, just to say all the very best for the DX audio service in the 90s. You're doing a great job, and I appreciate the tape that you sent me in my direction, so I'm able to follow what's going on. Brilliant stuff. Thanks for your help.
Well, hello, DXers. This is Marty Rimpa in Oakland, California. And since we're doing the market scope from the San Francisco Bay Area, I might as well tell you that Coffee AM and FM are now simulcasting from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m. with the Coffee 10 o'clock news simulcast on Coffee 1050 and Coffee Stereo TV 20. And also, Business Radio 1500 KSJX is no more. The call is around, but now KSJX and KSJO FM, the AOR station in San Jose, at least one of them, are now simulcasting, so we have that bit of change. Anyway, I guess that's all for now. So happy DX on Sunday, January 7th.
Hi, this is Bill Roberts in Eureka, California, and I'm listening to one of the older DX audio service magazines here. I think all stations, AM or FM, should be required to give a legal ID every hour, and the FM stations should have to say their full frequency also, and the stations in Canada should be made to give a full ID also. There's one on 650. They always say CIL 650, and you have no idea what it is. Here I am listening to an old DX audio service, and I figure why not give the NLS format people a 60-minute cassette quarter track, and the ones that don't have the NLS format, two 60-minute cassettes. And I hope you'll do the tracks right, 1 and 4 on the outside, 2 and 3 on the inside. NLS does them wrong. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hi, Fred, and other DX Audio Service subscribers. This is Doug Hunsinger calling from Silver Spring, Maryland, reporting a format change on medium wave 1300. WFBR, Baltimore, Maryland, dropped its business radio network programming and is now running a simulcast of WLIF at 101.9, which is now a light rock station. That station also changed format as well from Muzak to light rock. So two format changes in one. The 1300 AM format change, the first I noticed it was Monday, the 15th of January. They do ID on top of the hour, but otherwise all you hear is WLIF 102 IDs and slogans throughout the hour. And on occasion, the AM does run separate commercials. So there you have it. And thanks again for producing a fine magazine. Really enjoy it.
Hello, Fred, and all the DX Audio Service members. Paul Burkhart from Waltham, Massachusetts, speaking. If, in case you haven't heard, WMEX at 1150 has changed their format. They are now Business Radio Network affiliate for the Boston area. I believe it was November 6th when this had taken place. And so there you have it. The WMEX is now the Business Radio Network affiliate for the greater Boston area, still at 1150. Thank you, and have a good 1990.
Hi, this is Jay Spell, calling in from Nashville, Tennessee, just sitting here musing a bit. Actually, since this is primarily an AM hobby, I thought I might do an audio muse. Hold it. Wait a minute. I think I just did one. But anyway, over the holidays, the Christmas and New Year's holidays, I was in the Fayetteville, North Carolina area for a few days for the first time since the late 60s or early 70s, and zeroed in on 1450 and 1490, and boy, what a flash. Those two stations in that area were heavy-duty CHRs all through the 60s. I guess they weren't then. They were top 40, I guess. And I heard that the 1450, which was at that time WFBS in Spring Lake, became, during the 70s, they became a Z-Rock before its time, I guess, because of the Pope Air Force Base and Fort Bragg audience that they serve primarily. Now, they and 1490 WFLB are both religious. I thought, boy, what a contrast. In fact, neither of those stations are on all night anymore. And it used to be that they'd never, even on Sunday night, they'd never sign off. But going through like around 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the morning, both those channels were just, there was just every station in the world was there and not your locals, which was a real surprise, like I said, and just as, a commentary on, what did somebody say once? The more things change, the less stable they seem to be. Is that what somebody said or something like that? And on a similar subject, in L.A., I was just out there for a couple of days, just here at the first of the year, and 1190 in Anaheim, I guess, isn't religious anymore, which is probably has been the case for a long time. But they were KPZE. I guess over the past 10 to 15 years, they've played around with various formats, news or talk or top 40 CHR. A friend of mine one time said he worked at an ACHR station, which I liked. But they were religious, and now they're back to talking, back to secular talking even. And haven't seen that change, haven't seen that happen on the AM band very much, or FM for that matter, where a station was religious and then go back to doing some sort of secular programming. I can think of one other example. Recently in the LA area, 1150 was KPRZ for a while. And then they went back to secular programming, which, hasn't that happened on that channel there before? Weren't they in the 50s or 40s? Weren't they KRKD affiliated with KFSG, the Four Square Gospel FM were there? Or maybe 1150 was both those callers, KRKD and KFSG or something like that. Maybe somebody can straighten me on that. Anyhow, keep up the good work, Fred, John, Jerry, the whole gang. Really enjoy the work, and we'll keep listening.
I'd like to make mention to those of you that use the action line that when we edit through the calls on the action line, if we don't see your name on the membership roster, that is, if you are not a subscribing member of the DX Audio Service or not allowed to use your muse on the DX Audio Service. Now, if you happen to live with somebody who is a member of the DX Audio Service, or perhaps you are sharing a tape with another person, the only thing you have to do is just notify headquarters that you are sharing your tape with a particular person, and that way we can keep our records straight. But that's if you called up and did not hear your muse And that's probably why, because your name did not appear on our membership rosters. And if you would like to say something, make a comment, or perhaps start some controversy of some sort, maybe a rule change for the FCC, maybe we'll extend the band out to 5 megahertz, whatever it might be, give us a call on the Action Line, area code 419-224-3916, or you can send it to us in electronic mail, email, via Fidonet 23416, address it to DXAS, or just send it to me, Fred Vobey, or you can drop it on a card or a letter to the DX Audio Service, 706 Mackenzie Avenue, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. In the beginning, there was darkness. Then there was the tape recorder. And then there was Phil Wayne. Super Market Scope Jock.
I can never tell if I'm going to get a stellar introduction or a real thorough hosing from you, Fred. But your introductions are always fun. Thank you. Hi, Phil Wayne here for MarketScope, back again with Mark Marino and Don Wilkerson to finish out San Francisco's AMs and look at a few of the FMs this month. Don, what do you have for us first?
Next in sound, we will give you a little bit of KFAX radio, which is on 1100, 50,000 watts of power. And they are gospel, and they have been for many, many years. Before that, they were owned by James Brown and were a soul station, believe it or not. But I don't know how many years they've been gospel, but it's been quite a while now. So let's give you now KFAX San Francisco, and they do play a lot of contemporary music now. They didn't used to be that way. They used to play the slower type music, and then they changed general managers, and the general manager that was once on KFIA near Carmichael, which is a suburb of Sacramento, and when this man was at KFIA, they were contemporary gospel, and he made KFAX that way also. So here they are, KFAX 1100 AM, 50,000 watts full time.
This is LeSere Bradley, Jr., pastor of the Cincinnati Primitive Baptist Church, inviting you to listen to our broadcast, the Baptist Bible Hour, heard on this station each week. In our preaching, we emphasize the message of God's wonderful grace. How good to know that there is both grace for eternal life and grace for our present problems. Our singers present many of the old hymns of the faith, so be sure to listen this week.
Listen to the Baptist Bible Hour, Sunday morning at 9, right here on KFAX.
This is Dr. Arnold again on Saturday Morning Live. We have an open line this morning. Our toll-free number is 1-800-675-5433. That's 1-800-675-5433. And for those of you in Hayward, our number is 782-1945. That's 782-1945.
Listen to the Chapel of the Air weekday mornings at 6:30 right here on KFAX.
Life at 1100. KFAX San Francisco.
On 1220 is 5,000 watt KDFC Palo Alto, which is classical. They simulcast with their FM, and at night they have 240 watts. They are 24 hours a day. Also, 1260 KOIT. Now here's the station we want to talk about. KOIT used to be KYA AM. There was no KYA FM until around 1987, KYA AM was sold to Bonneville people who had already owned KOIT FM. They bought the facilities of KYA AM. Meanwhile, KYA AM became KYA-FM, which was at 93.3 on the FM dial. They went oldies. There was a switch with the 560 and 1260 frequencies. KSFO was bought by the people who own KYA-FM. They decided to keep the call letters KSFO. Therefore, on a Friday night at about midnight, that's when the change occurred. They had a little bit of a party on KSFO and KYA to commemorate the change of stations. So, therefore, KOIT took over the 1260 frequency, and KYA-FM, the owners, took over 560. For a while, they remained big band, but then started simulcasting with their FM, which is what they do today. So, there you have it. KSFO AM is now owned by the people who own KYA-FM. And 1260, which was KYA-AM, is now owned by Bonneville and KOIT-FM. You'll hear these stations in the future when we get to the FM stations. The next station is KDIA in Oakland. They are 5,000 watts full-time, and they are hits and memories, they call it. They're soul. And this station, for a while, became all news for a very short while, about 6 months. They were soul before that for about 30 years. Well, after the all news format didn't make it, they went back to the original owners and became soul again, which is what they are today.
Routine 10, KDIA, Eugene Dwyer, and got to get you home with me tonight at 1:20 afternoon. It's Kevin Nasty with you, and I got the latest from Randy Crawford up next. That song has made it real hot, Knocking on Heaven's Doors. You heard that tune before, huh? If you haven't, stick around to KDIA. I'm going to play it up next for you.
Have you driven a
Quick and Clean, the best car wash and wax in town.
1310 KDIA, here's music from Randy Crawford, Knocking on Heaven's Door at 122 KDIA. Memories, AM 1310 KDIA, back to back, double dose of the OJs and Brendan Band. And just before that, we heard a song entitled Stairway to Heaven by the OJs. A fantastic tune, huh? It's 1:35, 25 minutes before 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Kevin Nash keeping you company until 2 o'clock. And don't forget about the music of your life. Everybody's calling in already. Let me speak to Mel. Oh, he ain't here. Going to be in at 2 o'clock with Ellis King, and to get a chance to play the music of your life. Call in with your challenges and bless your dedications, requests. All that good stuff. I think they have, I don't know. I'm going to tune in myself. Got some music from Aretha Franklin and James Brown together. Yeah, the brand new one, so hang on.
Use only as directed.
Hi, this is Kevin Nash, and I'm looking for a weekly host and hostess.
Oh, wait, cut. Yeah, I know I shouldn't do things like that, but anyway, I need to know, really, do you really want to host a Love Zone? I mean, just like Renee Register of San Jose, and also Nicole Colbert. Check her out.
What's up, Bacala? This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm okay.
Enjoying listening to you tonight.
Oh, great.
You can go host a Love Zone.
I can.
You have a friend?
I sure do. My sister, Shelly Bo.
I think I know her phone number. Yeah, let me see if this is the same Shelly. We're going to give her a call.
All right. I hope you're home, Shelly. You better be listening.
All right. We're going to call her up.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
I'm okay, girl. What are you doing?
I've been listening to you.
I'm happy.
And all you need to do is send me a letter consisting of 25 words or less telling me why you would be the perfect host or hostess for the Love Zone at 100 Swan Way, Oakland, California, 94621, here at KDIA.
The next station is KBFN in Berkeley, California on 1400 kilocycles. They are 1,000 watts full-time, and they have the Money Radio programming from Pomona, California. And, of course, this is a satellite business type network service that was started by KMNY in Pomona, California. And they have now several stations across the country, I guess. And this is one of them, KBFN, Business and Financial News Radio.
254-0200. KBFN, Business Financial News.
We're back with you again. Limited partnerships. We're back to this again. Why don't I like limited partnerships for most people? Very simple. The syndicator, the person who puts the partnership together, will in most cases make money whether you, the limited partner or not, don't.
534-1529 today. KBFN, 1400 AM.
Next is KEST, San Francisco, 1450 AM, 1,000 watts full-time. And this station carries about everything, anything from foreign programming, which a lot of it deals with Filipino type of programming on weekends mostly, to gospel, to psychics, to Roy Masters, to a program they have on called Freeway Funnies, which is Monday through Friday at 4 p.m., and just a little bit of everything. You never know what this station's going to have. They even have a Catholic Mass, so you can tell that this station does not have an original format. They're one of these stations that you pay me, and you can put on whatever you want, and that's basically what happens on KEST. So we'll just give you a little bit of KEST and their format. Right now they're carrying a little bit of Filipino programming, I do believe. I'm not positive on that, but we'll just show you a little bit of what that sounds like.
ABM Films International प्रस्तुत करते हैं म्यूजिकल कॉमेडी हंगामा 1989 कलाकार अमेरिका में पहली बार विश्वजीत मौसमी चटर्जी राजनाथ मोहम्मद शफी राजकिशोर और साहिला चड्डा 1989 का महानतम हंगामा होगा हंगामा 1989 कल रविवार की शाम को बर्कली कम्युनिटी थिएटर में
You're listening to 1450 AM serving the Bay Area since 1926 KEST San Francisco.
भातखंडी यूनिवर्सिटी के सौजन्य से लाया गया प्रोग्राम दिलरुबा में आपका सादर स्वागत है.
The next station would be KKHI, but they simulcast with their FM, so we'll give you them on the FM side. They are at 1550, though, on the AM dial, and they have 10,000 watts full-time. Now, on the FM side, we start with a station in Alameda, California, which is near Oakland, and it's KJAZ. They are all jazz, a 3,000-watt station, and they are unique because they are the only jazz station in the Bay Area. So here they are, KJAZ at 92.7 FM.
Jazz, served this evening at 6 on KJAZ.
In tune to 92.7 KJAZ, first in jazz since 1959.
Next, we'll give you KYAFM at 93.3, and right now they are on their own. They are not simulcasting with KSFO, because KSFO has Byline USA, a sports program. So now, here is KYAFM.
KSFO, KYAFM, the debut song for the Dream Lovers, July of 1961, When We Get Married. 808 with Sylvia Chuckle, and time to get to work setting up the all-request hour now for the 9 o'clock request hour, 398-7500 for your favorite rock and roll classic tonight. Call me from 560 KSFO, KYAFM, 93.3.
With this key, you're about to unlock a door.
Call 1-800-5-EUREKA.
say that.
KSFO, KYAFM, I'm speechless. I love you, Barry White. Can't get enough of your loves. 8:17 now with Sylvia Chacon. Still have the request lines wide open for the All Request Hour coming your way at 9 o'clock. If you've never called in before, I'd especially love to talk to you tonight. 398-7500. It's easy. Come on. Bay Area weather tonight, mostly cloudy out there with patchy fog, lows in the 40s and 50s. Sunny tomorrow after coastal clouds and fog, highs 65 to about 75 or so. Right now, San Jose, 58, 52 in Marin, 55 in Oakland, and 55 here in San Francisco at the home of your favorite rock and roll classics. 560 KSFO, KYAFM, 93.3.
And as you can tell, even though they're not simulcasting, KSFO and KYAFM, even though the FM is by itself, they still use the KSFO jingle. So I don't know why they do that, but they do. Anyway, the next station we're going to give you is owned by Pacifica Radio, and it is KPFA. Now, this station is one of the most unusual stations you'll ever want to hear. They carry everything. And they are slightly slanted a little bit to the left. And if you listen to their news, which we're going to give to you now, you'll understand what I'm talking about. But anyway, they own several stations throughout the United States, and they are quite different from any other station I'm sure you'll ever hear. So anyway, here they are, KPFA, 50,000 watts from Berkeley, California.
David Gans, our executive producer.
And we'd also like to thank Ben Lindgren for pushing the buttons and rolling the tape at KPFA, a real trooper. And so that's it for tonight, and a special good night to Jill, Graham, Brian, and Delia.
Hello, I am Pierre Boulez. On March 1st, 1957, over 30 years ago, I made my first American radio appearance right here on KPFA Radio in Berkeley. KPFA needs your support to continue its lifetime of dedication to the advancement of contemporary music. And it is your francs and centimes which ensure that you will be kept abreast of the latest developments in our world's artistic life. Please support this unique institution with your generous contributions. Merci beaucoup.
This is Philip West, and I'm speaking to you on radio station KPFA. And I just want to say that it's public radio stations like this that make it possible for composers like myself to be heard, to find a public, to live in contemporary America. I hope you're a supporter of KPFA because they've been a supporter of mine.
Thanks, Don. That puts the wrap on another market scope. Of course, we'll be back next month to finish out the San Francisco FMs. So have a great February, and we'll be back in your mailbox in another 30 days. For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Wayne.
The National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, I'm Bill Hale, reporting happenings from Domestic DX Digest East. Well, this time I thought we'd zero in on what we call un-IDs, where a DXer might hear a little tidbit of a station, maybe a landmark or a street intersection, but that's about it. Maybe a business or something. Nothing that clearly identifies the station as a certain call letters or a city. So we get quite a few of those each issue, and I thought I'd spotlight a few. Maybe you can help out on some of these. Back on 11-4 at 0625 on 770, Sean Axelrod of Winnipeg, Manitoba, heard a station with classical music mixing with KKOB. It faded at 0630. No ID was heard, and he asks, is this KUOM? Remember, all times reported are Eastern listening time. On November 5th at 0555 on 1340 kilohertz, signal was poor with a promo for calling in news tips to the WIZ, the WI call sign, and maybe it's WIZE,
out of Ohio. That's also a logging from Sean Axelrod. On 1370 on 11-8 at 0635, fair signal with the information station for the High Plains 1370 K something, and it was in the Central Time Zone, and they went into Billy Joel Music. Also a logging from Sean. On 1440 kilohertz, back on October 30th at 0138 hours, it was signal was over under KEWI with the Fred Sanders Show, NIRN. Anybody know a station on 1440 that might fit that description? Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa heard that. Up on 1530, back on 1024 at 0242 hours, some station was testing with country and western music. They were looped east and west. The signal was over and under WCKY and TalkNet. No IDs, and they were gone completely at 0301. Wendell Ford of Indiana bagged that one. And on 1580, back on November 11th at 0810 in the morning, a poor signal with Manic Monday by the Bangles, then a non-ID by a female, and it went like this. Alternative Radio 1580, either WFSX or WFX something. Sean Axelrod checked in with that logging. Moving on to now issue number 10, dated December 11th, 1989. A few on IDs that maybe you can help out with. Back on November 15th at 0420 hours, a good signal with deep fades with adult standards, many Star 990 slogans, rather. No ID or local ads. Probably missed the 0500 ID while searching for another station. Doug Smith from Madison, Wisconsin heard this. Up on 1340 and an ID at, on 1111, November 11th at 2204 hours, fair with the weather, a high of 60 degrees, a mention of WPIL football playoffs on Q99 FM. A non-ID is Q99, so obviously a simulcast with an FMer. Then they went into rock music and then faded out. So anybody with maybe some help on that one, WPIL doesn't compute here at DDXDE. On 1380 on November 16th, 2310, Don Trelford of Scarborough, Ontario, caught a sudden breakthrough of two men talking in French music, and no ID, probably CFDA, but maybe CHLR. The frequency before this sounded like a graveyarder. Yeah, a lot of them are doing that these days. So anybody can help out with that one, maybe up there in the Northeast. Don would appreciate that. Moving now to an issue that actually hasn't hit the stands yet. In fact, I haven't even sent this in as of this date. So you guys will probably be hearing this before it even hits print. Here's some un-IDs from the very latest issue of DDXDE. On 570 kilohertz, an un-ID station possibly from Kentucky was heard on 12-3 at 0645 with somebody under WAAX and WKBN with what sounded like broadcast of an assembly or a meeting from somewhere in Kentucky. Very poor signal. Neil Wolfish on a DXpedition in Michigan heard this one. On 780 on December 3rd at 1905 hours, a weak signal under WBBM with the end of AP Network News. And WBBM was nulled out. Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa logged that. On 1890 on November 17th at 3:33 in the afternoon, somebody with a children's religious program. Poor signal. Neil Wolfish caught that one. On 960, an un-ID on the 27th of November at 0206 hours with a Larry King show, the beginning of the show, over WFIR where it just finished. So one ended, the other station picked it up. This signal faded at 0230, but heard a singing ID, which was unreadable, and it could have been KLAD. Any help on that one? Don Trelford, again, with that logging. Up on 990, an un-ID on November 27th at 0458 hours, fair with a mic, don't know, and a woman talking about how to spend wisely. No ID on the hour, just kept talking right through. Looped east and west out of Winnipeg, once again that from Sean Axelrod. On 1000 on November 26th at 1840, that's 6 o'clock, 6:40 in the evening, Somebody with Satellite Music Network country and western format. No ID at 1900, just before SNN News. 5 seconds of dead air. So obviously they didn't hit the tone as it came across. Maybe the infamous WYBT is at it again. Charles Ray of Leamington checks in with that on ID. On November 26th on 1110 at 7:47 in the morning, somebody with Ask the Professor program sponsored by the University of Detroit. Various Civil War questions were asked, and it was lost before ID time. Poor with CKTY and WJML. Neil Wolfish in Ontario logged that. Up on 1180 on December 2nd at 0800, a signal was fair with instrumental music. SNN News over WJJN and WJHM. And WSAF was also in there, possibly Florence, Kentucky. Carl Forth of Chicago logged that on ID. An UNID on 1230 on December 8th at 1044 at night, above the noise with an ad for a business on East Main in Durham. And this log shows nothing close. Jerry Thomas of Pensacola checked his log, and I did too. I looked through Rand McNally. They show four Durhams in the United States, California, Connecticut, New Hampshire, and the obvious Durham, North Carolina, and none have 1230s even close. So if anybody out there can help with this, it would be greatly appreciated, both by Jerry and this column. On 1260, on November 25th at 4:16 in the morning, some station with Spanish with an all-news format. Definitely not Relo out of, or the outlet, rather, Relo, had four beeps between each news item. Beeps came at random times, not on the minute. Nasty het made for tough copy. Charles Ray of Leamington logged that one. That's possibly somebody with just a, what I thought it might be is just a carrier on, and since it was just an all-news thing, they were catching a satellite feed or something from a news service sending things across that people were supposed to be taping and playing back later on. That's kind of what it sounded like with the beeps, but you never know. Who knows what happens anymore on the old medium wave band. Up to 1280 now, an UNID on November 25th at 3:45 in the morning with Christmas music and a non-ID, Great Gospel with Less Talk on Your Inspiration. Faded out, didn't hear the last part. Had sound effect of an explosion or a jet engine blast in the background. Many of the songs were secular, looped south. Once again, Charles Ray out of Leamington heard that. Once again, remind you, if you can help out with any of these, if any of these landmarks or street names or anything, you can pick those out, send them in to DDXDE, and we'll pass them along to the person that sent them in. Up on 1310 and an ID on 1117 at 6:40 in the morning with a PSA sponsored by the Kentucky Didn't Catch It, an ad for Union 76 and Highland 76 station, Poor with WIBA in there also, that from Neil Wolfish. On 1430 on December 4th at 0119 hours, fair with an open carrier and test tones, loop north-northeast and south-southwest, over under KSKS. Rick Dow of Oakland, Iowa heard that. And our final UNID to be try to be identified this time is up on 1580 kilohertz, was heard on November 20-something. I couldn't read the writing on this one. At 8:20 in the morning, fair with test tones and an open carrier until it faded out at 8:40 a.m. Not KDOM, as Sean Axelrod hears their sign on at 8:30. That was Sean's logging, of course. Once again, if you can help out with any of these UNIDs from the last three or four issues of Domestic DX Digest East, please send in what you think the stations might be to me, Bill Hale, at 746 Burleson, B-U-R-L-E-S-O-N, in San Marcos, Texas. My zip code is 78666. So until next time, this is Bill Hale reporting for the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Going through the Echo Mail section of our bulletin board, I happened across this article, which is written by one of our new members, Philip Dampier, and it's entitled Cuba to Jam U.S. Radio. A very interesting article. A group of U.S. broadcasters and congressmen from the United States have come away from a recent meeting with Cuban officials convinced that Cuba will jam United States broadcasters if TV Marty takes to the air. The delegation, which met with Cuban officials in Havana last December, were concerned that the increasing tension between the United States and Cuba's broadcasting efforts may erupt into a full-scale radio war in 1990. The breaking point in Havana's move to disrupt American broadcasting has come in the form of a plan to transmit a television companion service to Radio Marti from a ship to be anchored near the Cuban coast. There is absolutely no doubt TV Marti will be jammed, said Wayne Vreesman, president of Clear Channel Broadcast Service. Vreesman and the delegation were given a confirmation of that impression their first night in Havana when Cuban officials jammed the transmission of a local Cuban station operating on TV Marti's proposed Channel 13 frequency. Cuban officials denied that the jamming was intended as a demonstration for the Americans' benefit, but Telerebelde, Cuban's national television network, announced that the jamming was the start of large-scale tests to adjust jamming equipment. A government spokesman was seen on Telerebelde reading a statement. Cuba has prepared itself to confront this new threat, TV Marti, give an adequate response, and make this wild plan fail. Cuban officials meeting with the delegation skirted detailed discussions about their options, but many in the broadcast delegation were convinced that those options include the full power usage of several checkmate 100, 300, and 500 kilowatt medium wave transmitters to be programmed by the staff of Radio Havana on a new foreign service tentatively called the Voice of Cuba. Cuba officials admitted that the transmitters were prepared to broadcast on 710, 830, 1040, 1160, and 1180 kilohertz, 500 kilowatts transmitters on 1160 and 1180, 300 kilowatts on 830 and 1040, and 100 kilowatts on 710. The delegation requested for inspection the transmitter sites was declined, and the delegation members learned from Havana residents that the Cuban government placed extremely high importance on security around the transmitter sites. Cuba appeared to demonstrate its ability to respond to what they consider U.S. aggression when transmitter power was turned up after the United States invaded Panama. FCC field bureaus received complaints about increased Cuban interference on 831 kHz, creating a bad heterodyne over WCCO in Minneapolis, 1040 kHz obliterating WHO Des Moines less than 300 miles away from the transmitter site, and 1100 kHz causing slight interference to WWWE in Cleveland. Latin American experts say that it will be a paramount of importance for Cuba to respond to the television broadcasts. Cubans watch television more than listening to radio, but financial difficulties in Havana may make this jamming of U.S. stations a short-lived proposition. One analyst said that Cuba depended on the financial assistance of the Soviet Union to finance their broadcasting escapades, and it was highly unlikely that Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev would foot the bill for a higher power Voice of Cuba for much longer. Now let's take a look at some of the shortwave programming, and this list was compiled by Al Quigliori and N2U on the Pinelands BBS. And if you'd like a complete copy of this list, which is 2 8.5 by 11 pages, send us a self-addressed stamped envelope and we'll mail it out to you. We'd like to cover just the Media Network programming for this month. Thursday at 0751, Media Network on 9630 and 15560. Thursday at 17575 and 21485. Thursday at 10:51, Media Network on 6020, 11890. Thursday at 11:51 on 9715, 17575, 21480, and 21615. Thursday at 14:51 on 13770, 15150, 17575, and 17605. on Thursday at 1651, on 15375, 15570, Thursday at 1851, on 15560, 17605, and 21695, and Thursday at 2051 on 9860, 13700, and 15560. Jumping to Friday at 0051 UTC, the frequencies are 6020, 6165, 15315. On Friday at 0351, the frequencies are 9590 and 11720. And that wraps up this edition of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. We'll see you in 30 days. And the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service is a copyrighted feature of the National Radio Club and may not be reproduced in whole or part without express written permission from the National Radio Club. See you next month.